Well, I think they're basically referring to specialization of labor that's now going on as we reduce trade barriers between countries and investment barriers. The relative abundance of a lot of unskilled labor in China makes their wage rates much lower, as most people are aware, and that makes it attractive to produce certain types of goods that were produced in the United States and other industrialized countries, makes it much cheaper there. So he's basically referring to the notion that China has a comparative advantage in certain goods that drives imports of the United States from China.
Another factor raised by the Chinese spokesman behind the trade gap is U.S. export restrictions of high-tech products to China. How much do you think these restrictions contribute to the trade gap? And is there any way to quantify that?
There is a way to take the second question first. There is a way to quantify the amount of high-tech goods that are potentially exportable. It is the case that there are restrictions for national security reasons, especially on a large number of products. But that said, it is not likely to be the major contributor to the imbalance that we have with China in terms of the large gap of our imports relative to our exports vis-a-vis China.
Another point raised by the Chinese spokesman today was that China has been making efforts to boost imports of products from the United States. What measures have you seen, if any, from the Chinese to boost imports of U.S. goods, and to what extent do you think those steps would satisfy U.S. concerns?
The nature of some of those is in terms of they have relaxed some of the restrictions, certain tariffs on several products from the United States and other restrictions that they've had. Again, it's going to boost some of our exports to China, but none of these is so strong or on such a wide array of goods as to substantively increase our exports to them.
How much of a role, then, do you think the yuan exchange rate system plays in the large trade imbalance between the U.S. and China?
I actually think the yuan does play a significant role here, and this has been pretty much realized and estimated by several other economists. When a country is developing and its per capita income is rising, it does tend to raise the relative price of its non-tradable goods to its tradable ones. And what that basically means is that tends to cause a real appreciation of its currency. So it's almost a natural economic law that when two countries have such vast differences in their per capita income, per capita GDP growth rates, as China's is much larger than the United States, it should tend to cause a real appreciation of its currency. And in fact, that 8% differential per year traditionally suggests about a 4% real appreciation of its currency that should occur. Now, it is the case that just recently, in the last 6 months, its currency has appreciated about 2%, which does suggest that it may be getting close to allowing their currency to be flexible enough to appreciate about 4% per year. However, if it's just meeting that gap, it's still the case that the level of their prices is low relative to U.S. prices. The degree of undervaluation is low. The rate at which they're adjusting it is fine, but still the overall level is quite low. And they still need to allow for a fairly large adjustment of their currency, a large appreciation to close that gap, and then basically should be maintaining that 4% appreciation per year.